The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free.
This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us one more time today because we've got a wonderful show for you, and Mona has put it together beautifully.
Oh, Dennis did his part, too. Come on, Dan.
Kind of, sort of.
It's okay. All right.
But anyway, we're going to start the show right now, so listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and so grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Honda Highway, Kahului, where you have an incredible broad spectrum of wonderful organic products across the boards, all kinds of choices, proteins, nutrients, vitamins, combinations, all of that is there. And just as one great customer was sharing today, she was so grateful because the prices are terrific, as well as the combinations, as well as the nutrients. Yes, that's all there. And don't forget, right hand in hand, right there in the lovely air conditioning setting and in a beautiful marble curvy bar kind of thing with seating and everything else, as the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. And remember, as I've said, I know I've been repetitive about it, but it's important to understand broth is broad spectrum. It covers a lot of wonder spaces, a lot of magnificent organic foods, wonderful choices. And I want to say that we are thrilled on so many different levels to be for the wonderful local organic Maui farmers. Every day we get in the organic produce, brought in the wonderful vegetables that we use, and also for the fresh squeezed vegetable juices that we have. All of that is there every day. And, you know, whatever your choice in this area, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, you want wild fish, you want organic chicken or meat, all of those choices are there for you in beautiful variety, in wonderful combinations at Alive and Well.
And the broth is the best tasting broth in the world. We're not talking about watered down soup here, folks. We're talking about full flavored, richly rewarding broth from all the different healthy components that are comprised in the soup, in this bowl of delish that you get. It's remarkable what it's good. People love it. They come back and they phone. We're not even there. They leave messages. I want to pick up.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Oh, and they can. And they make magnificent smoothies and combinations.
Absolutely.
Of all that. And speaking of the smoothies and combinations, we're always very, very excited and grateful and happy that every one day, Gary, can you get my mouth to speak correctly, Gary? I know you do a million other things, Gary, but get my mouth to say it correctly. Thanks, Gar. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Nora, our juice director at Alive and Well, you know, she is sampling our fresh, nourishing, organic juices and smoothies. Our juices are full of these wondrous organic ingredients and give you energy, you know, and joy to get through your day. And all those samplings are out. You get to choose them and all. And also you sample our delicious organic smoothies every Wednesday from 11 to 2. It's quite an event.
And
you got to come in, and you're not paying for those. You're not paying.
That's right. They're free for nothing.
Free.
But what Nora does, when you want to have a juice program, You want to maybe do a juice fast. You want to do a juice cleansing. You want to do a juice rejuvenation. Speak with Nora. She's an expert on creating a special formula for you.
Yes, she is.
Nutrients from organic, all organic vegetables. Again, folks, we don't use other stuff. It's all organic vegetables. And she will design the program, your juice formula for you and whatever your health objective is.
I love it. It just reminds me, and you know how what an expert I am in sports, right, Dan?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Wiggle my toes and dance my feet. That's about the most of sports I've ever really known, except we used to play volleyball and baseball when I was a kid growing up. Okay, but besides that.
That was a couple of weeks ago.
It's a real team player. She's a team player. We are a team there at Alive and Well. We each have our wonderful areas of specialty, and that's, I'm very
Amen.
Grateful for that. Every Wednesday, you got to come and do that too, okay? But you can also
she's
have.
She's available for consultation
yes,
anytime.
Anytime.
If
I'm
you,
just
if
talking
you want
about.
To give a call and set up an appointment or calling and catch her as you catch as catch can, set up an appointment or come in to her, and she will outline a program for you, an incredible juice program, which is so rejuvenating juices. Okay.
And we have the organic juices every single day, absolutely.
That's right.
The green, I love the green machine, and we do a different, I love those things. Anyway, let's also start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. Don't put people on medications or take them off medication. Doctor's area. Strictly love to just educators in the sense of what we have learned about nutrients that doctors have learned about in clinical trials that have been performed, and we just share information.
We are reporters, if you will.
That's it.
Okay.
And so we love that you come in and share with us. And I had this week an amazing testimonial that I especially has great meaning for me. Okay, and but I guess it would have meaning for both of us. But this beautiful young lady came in, and she said she came in because months before, after she had a consultation and some suggestions, and she said, I have to tell you how wonderful everything has been. She had come in. She was pregnant, but had sought to be pregnant. She was thrilled about it, but she was deathly ill. She was afraid of losing the baby because she felt so terrible. She had no energy, no life. Everything was going very negatively. So I just shared with her the wonderful work of Dr. John Lee and other, different
right.
specialists about natural progesterone and what it did, the nutrients that have been known to do, the natural vitamin E and the Shute brothers from Canada, and what I learned about that, and you learned, and all of that, sharing the nutrients and sharing the right types of proteins, the right things to take and eat, etc. She decided to try that. She flourished. She says, I can't believe everything has been so wonderful. She says, but you have to hear this. She's just been feeling wonderful. The pregnancy has developed. It's now in the second trimester. She says the doctors were amazed. They take, what is the picture when they take that, like a film of the baby mm-hmm. inside the
right.
mommy's?
Yeah.
I know it has an exact word. Gary probably knows.
Ultrasound.
Ultrasound. I love him. Gary, you see? He's my savior guy over here.
He's the ultra radio engineer.
He's an ultra heart from my heart. I love him. Anyway, so the ultrasound, and you can. She says you have to see this, and she put it on her. That was the phone across the table, and you could see this baby, terrific. She says the doctor says every part of this baby is terrific. The growth of muscle, the all of the different organs is absolutely amazing, and they were kind of in a state of applause. She
yeah.
couldn't stop talking about
oh,
it.
Wonderful.
So that was especially thrilling, And it's in the same week, of course, when some. A beautiful older woman, not quite my age category, but older woman had the menopause.
She wasn't pregnant, was she?
She wasn't pregnant.
Okay.
Did I say? Listen to me talk for once, right, Dad?
Oy, do I listen?
Okay, okay. Anyhow, so she was doing. She was using the natural progesterone and estriol cream, the natural hormones that aren't produced after a certain age, and they have a lot of benefits. And she decided to do what Dr. Lee and other experts had said to use it transdermally. Okay, and she did, and she felt She says she felt so much better. She had so much better quality of life. So at any age, nutrients...
And it isn't just for girls. It isn't just for women. It isn't just for older women. It's also for guys.
You guys don't do the estriol. You mean talk about the natural progesterone.
What else would I be talking about?
That's right.
Progesterone neutralizes that abominable activity in your body as you get older. Your testosterone levels go down, blood levels go down, but your estrogen levels go up. Lord, I'm a male. I don't make estrogen. How many nights I lay in bed saying that that screaming plead, but there was an echo in the room. I don't know if you ever heard it, but the echo says, "Oh yes, you are.
Oh,
you
dear.
Make
Sorry,
estrogen."
Sorry, Lord. Sorry, Lord.
Well, I followed Dr. Lee's advice, and I followed other holistic physicians' advice, and I used bioidentical progesterone, not progestin. Progestin creates cancer.
It's a synthetic drug.
Progesterone is
the
all-natural form of the hormone. It is the hormone, and it lowers excessive estrogens. Now, why is that good for a guy? Well, you're not going to get pregnant, of course, but it also lowers the irritation of continual urination emergencies, swelling of the prostate, and all the inconvenience, the disconvenience of having swollen prostate problems, having to pee all the time. Well, the bioidentical progesterone lowers the estrogen, which is the cause of it all, and so being, it reduces the symptoms of excessive urination.
Right, and it raises the testosterone, which is always makes
and it allows the testosterone to be testosterone.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah. Okay. So let
stops the conversion.
Let the important player do what the important player was meant to do. Correct.
That's the way.
You know, and speak about another important player, which a lot of people, you know, you often think about. I was raised on the belief about, you know, and of course we didn't have chemicals then and all that. I mean organic, about eggs. I understand that eggs are 50%. I understand that sperm is a part of that. But eggs creating new life everywhere, regenerating life, the egg and the life. Of course, egg is protein. Egg is all kinds of benefits. Egg is life. But there's also what hasn't been spoken about often enough and yet has a huge role in many different functions of the body, not just the egg and the yolk and the protein and other things, but there is that membrane, eggshell membrane. When if you were to lightly cook that egg around that, it's kind of a little membrane right around the shell, right around that shell. And eggshell membrane, I want you to talk about, because it has been reported to have multitudinous benefits for flexibility, flexibility in all of the joints.
And if you don't know what an eggshell membrane is, try hard boiling an egg and then peel it. Or soft boiling an egg and peeling it. Because there's a membrane just underneath the shell before you get to the white of the egg as it's been cooked. And you're trying to get the shell off. Oftentimes the membrane adheres to the white of the egg, and you start dismembering the egg.
And this talking by a guy who never cooks,
okay.
Right? And you know that even though you don't cook, right?
I've shelled a few in my life.
You shelled a few when you were a kid. Since you married me, I'm doing a shelling, okay? And a whole lot of the other things.
I'll shell with it.
Go ahead. Talk about the eggshell membrane.
And the eggshell, that is the eggshell membrane. But to peel it off from the shell is it's a no-win situation.
Gooey. Go ahead.
The idea is that when you use the supplement, eggshell membrane, it has wonderful qualities for the ligaments and the tendons, the connective tissue, and the skin of your body.
That's right.
Not just the skin of the egg, but the skin of the human being that's consuming it. It's remarkable in its ability to regenerate connective tissue, ligaments, and tendons.
And joints and everything.
And that's where the ligaments
that's
and tendons
right, exactly.
are in the
I
joints.
Understand.
And that gives you relief from the pain and the discomfort of bad thumbs or lousy knees or whatever the pain may be hitting
like
you.
That. Yes.
But it's an all-natural substance, and it works The idea is when Hippocrates said, let food be your medicine, the guy knew what he was talking about. Because in those days, food wasn't polluted with 60,000 chemicals as it is today.
No.
Food had nutrient value. But what holistic physicians point out in this day and age is that food gives you, with all the chemicals and all the pollutants in the farming industry and the food production and the processing of foods, you end up with about nearly a 90% loss of nutrients
from
the original product.
Right. And poisons and toxins that are given, for that.
With the eggshell membrane, especially pasture-raised chickens, you're getting super nutrition. Again,
the
egg itself and the connective tissue, the ligaments, the tendons, all the connective tissue in your body.
That's right. And, with all the wonderful connective tissue that is built that way, including the connective tissue that you get from taking that magnificent supplement, one thing Live and Well has a terrific eggshell membrane, but it can't stay on it, and it even helps Dennis's dancing. He's so flexible now that he dances day and night. How come it doesn't say that, Dennis? Why is there silence here, Gary? Sudden silence. That's the first time in all the years I'm married to the guy. I said something and the guy doesn't talk. Oh, my gosh. We fight with each other to take stage all the time, except when it comes to dancing. But we fight to take stage. I said that to him, and there's dead silence there, Gary. Oh, you're going to say that Gary turned off the mic. It was his fault. All right, next.
babe.
And what we do have are the constant, thrilled, joyful folks that come in and share so many different stories about the different types of pain, the different types of inflammation they had, the different things they suffered from, and that they don't have it anymore with pain power.
Well, and inflammation, as you just said, honey, is so multifaceted in what it does and how it affects your body. It can affect your body with bad knees and bad thumbs and bad joints and muscle aches and pains. But it also, the inflammation creates what? Inflammation of your brain. Inflammation of the brain, which does what? It burns up the brain. It's fire in the brain. You don't want fire in the brain. You want a brilliant idea, yes. That's always welcome. But the fire, the degenerative excess heat created by the modern American diet, the
drugs that people take.
Oh, my God.
The medications that cause utter destruction and all of that.
But the idea is that by using the nutrients, the super pure omega-3 fish oils, the brain power formula we have in the store, it's called brain power for a reason. It has the same wonderful effect in the brain that the pain power has for your entire body.
That's right.
In reducing inflammation. Inflammation, as you heard me say ad nauseum, inflammation, chronic inflammation, is considered by all holistic physicians as the source of all negative health development.
Right, and don't forget that NASA, which is a huge believer in the brain power element over there, and gives it to their guys that go out and gals that go out there into science, and calls the element in brain power pure loquinium. It gives the element in brain power. They call it the rocket fuel for the brain.
And how did you pronounce that?
Pure loquinoquinone.
Well, it's kind of sort of maybe.
Give me the full.
Pure loquinoline.
Pyriloquinoline, isn't it?
Pyriloquinoline.
I think for this time I've outdone it. I have outdone the guy over here. And we have a very high
You're
potency.
You're twisting my tongue.
And it's a very high potency and easy to take, and everybody loves it.
That's a major part of this product. It is the highest potency PQQ, pyriloquinoline quinone, on the market.
That's right.
And it's accompanied by the most amazing antioxidant rejuvenative nutrients in the world.
That's right.
Called alpha-lipoic acid.
Mm-hmm.
Alpha-lipoic acid not only rejuvenates the cell, the activity of every brain. Keep in mind, a brain cell, any cell in your body is microscopic. You can't see a human cell from whatever part of your anatomy, unless it's under a microscope. But as we age, our within the cells are our mitochondria, invisible mitochondria in every invisible cell. The brain has, are you ready for this? Hold on to something so you don't fall down and hurt yourself. The brain has, in every invisible brain cell, has 10,000 invisible mitochondria.
Gosh.
What?
I know. Unreal.
How is that possible?
Yeah, how
well,
is it?
Because we have no idea what creation is really all about.
That's
I guess
right.
Because it, when every invisible cell has 10,000 invisible mitochondria for that brain tissue, that creates neurotransmitter activity, that creates thought,
right,
that creates creativity, that creates mental awareness. The whole brain function is dependent upon the mitochondria.
And that's a powerful producer of mitochondria and the super pure EPA, right?
I couldn't have
and
said
And DHA.
It
that's right. And I got
better.
A big report on that one, too.
It has the PQQ, the pyridyl quinoline quinone, is renowned for rejuvenating the mitochondria. And the super pure omega-3 fish oils also rejuvenate the mitochondria. So you're really getting, and the alpha lipoic acid also rejuvenates the mitochondria, which means what? You've got an active brain again.
That's right.
The and brain you know, is functioning. It is doing what it's designed to do. But when you eat sugars and refined carbohydrates and all the junk in the standard American diet, you negate all of that.
Now, you know, and it's interesting that you brought up again about the super pure omega-3 fish oils, because here's a top news, brought analysis by a top doctor, MD Dr. Joseph Mercola, reporting on the clinical trials. That's what he did. It just came out.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, super pure omega-3s, a simple way to lower your risk of all disease. And here's the things that he says. The omega-3 index test measures the amount of EPA and DHA, the two long-chain omega-3s found in marine sources in red blood cell membranes, expressed as a percentage of the total fatty acids in the membrane. Most Americans, he says, according to the clinical trials, have an index of 4 to 5% of EPA-DHA in their red blood cell membranes. The target is much higher, between 8 to 12%.
So we've got about half, less than half.
To raise your index, he says, from the 5 to 8, you need roughly 1,000 milligrams to 1,200 milligrams of EPA and DHA per day, says the doctor. Higher omega-3 index has been linked to better health across the boards and lowers the risk of most, if not all, chronic diseases. And wait, let him me finish what he says, and then you can talk. Another ratio common to the omega-6 to omega-3 ratio, but this ratio is not nearly as useful or important. EPA and DHA help blood flow, lower the risk of stroke and heart attack, lower serum triglyceride levels, blood pressure and inflammation, add structural stability to the mitochondrial membrane and aid mitochondrial energy processes. Just what you were saying, but Dr. Mercola has all the clinical trials published as a support of this. He just came out with
and
this.
I couldn't have said it better.
Yes.
By any
oh,
ways,
really?
Means it's
okay. Well,
not a chance. Okay.
No, okay.
That's. But keep in mind, folks, there are anti-omega-3 oils on the market.
That's
as
what
well.
That's what he was saying, yes.
So you have omega-3, which is health rejuvenating in every cell in your body, and you have omega-6.
There you go.
And omega-6 is what? It's inflammatory. And where do you get omega-6? Well, go to the supermarket. Safflower soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, all of those pure golden vegetable oils that you're offering in the supermarket all contain large and high amounts of omega-6 fatty acids. And omega-6 does what? It burns up omega-3.
That's
omega-3
right.
Omega-3 is the life-giving healthy fat. Omega-6 is compromising omega-3. So it's just that simple, folks.
That's right.
What you might do is do what Dr. Whitaker said years ago. He said, take omega-3, omega-3 in fish oil source. Why? Because the wild fish, we're not talking about Atlantic salmon, we're not talking about Atlantic
farm, no.
Fish. Invariably, it's Alaskan fish source of omega-3,
no chemicals.
Wild fish, which feed on all the different vegetation in the ocean and other fishes in the ocean, which contain super pure omega-3.
Right.
And when you eat what they ate, then you become a healthy, clean, anti-inflamed human being.
And another way, you know, because it's interesting, because all the things that we were touching on and talking about, and the things that doctors talking about, and Dr. Mercola, et cetera, has to do with improving brain function. What is more scary? One of the top scary things, particularly as we age, et cetera, is the loss of brain function.
And that's where brain power comes into play.
Exactly, and the super pure omega-3s and the other things that we've talked about, acetyl L-carnitine, many other. But here's big news. Here's big news, and this has to be heard, because what we don't realize, we believe the promotional stuff we see on TV about drugs, we believe the promotion and the things that are in drugstores, etc., and here's the big thing, medical news. Anticholinergic drugs accelerate cognitive decline. That's mental dysfunction loss, besides the statin drugs, which are really at the top of the cholesterol drugs.
Now, one second. Anticholinergic.
Anticholinergic.
Okay. Now, the drug company says these drugs are very important for your brain. However, choline is one of the most important components of your brain.
That's just what they're going to say. A team of scientists led by researchers at University of California, San Diego School of Medicine report that anticholinergic drugs are used for a broad array of conditions, from allergies and colds to hypertension, high blood pressure, urinary incontinence, and are associated, say the doctors here, with an increased risk of severe cognitive decline.
There you go.
Particularly in older adults at greater risk for Alzheimer's disease. These findings, listen, please listen, were published in the medical issue of Neurology, which is the medical journal of the American Academy of Neurology. Anticholinergic drugs are widely used for dozens of conditions, minor and major. Some of these medications require prescriptions, while others are easily purchased over the counter. They include drugs for COPD,
chronic obstructive pulmonary disease,
overactive bladder, gastrointestinal disorders, Parkinson's disease, asthma, dizziness, and motion sickness. Anticholinergic drugs are used for many conditions, but also accelerate cognitive decline, especially, it says here, in older persons with biological or genetic risk factors by blocking acetylcholine, a type of neurotransmitter or chemical messenger known to be critical for memory function.
Repeat that, honey.
Okay.
Repeat that.
These drugs block acetylcholine, a type of neurotransmitter or chemical messengers known to be critical for memory function, from binding to receptors on certain, they prevents them from binding to receptors on certain nerve cells. This effect inhibits parasympathetic nerve impulses, which are involved in a variety of involuntary muscle movements, such as those in the gastrointestinal tract, the lungs, body functions like saliva, salivation, digestion, urination. And here, I want to just miss the reports here. Researchers reported that cognitively normal, these are normal mental, they were normal in the study participants, who were taking at least one of these anticholinergic drugs, were 47% more likely to develop cognitive decline, often a precursor to dementia and Alzheimer's.
That's the important part. The drugs are destroying the cholinergic activity in your brain.
Right.
And you destroy the cholinergic activity in your body, in your brain. You're destroying the cholinergic activity of all the natural involuntary functions of your body, including your ability to think.
Right. And I want you to read this. I'm going to do this here and then give it to you to read. This study led by Dr. Alexandra Wigan shows that reducing anticholinergic drug use before cognitive problems appear is very important for preventing future negative effects on memory and thinking skills. Can you read the rest of that, please?
Yeah.
For preventing.
Especially, says the doctor, for people at greater risk of Alzheimer's disease. When you destroy the cholinergic activity, you induce dementia. You induce what? Alzheimer's disease.
Parkinson's, all of it.
All of it. Said senior author Lisa Delano Wood, associate professor in the Department of Psychiatry at University of California, San Diego School of Medicine. Wigand is a graduate student in the San Diego State University of California, San Diego Joint Doctoral Program in Clinical Psychology. 688 adults were involved in the study, evenly divided by sex, with an average age of 74. The scientists looked at whether participants had biomarkers for Alzheimer's disease in their cerebrospinal fluid, such as certain types of proteins, negative proteins, or a well-known genetic risk factor for Alzheimer's disease. They found that participants with Alzheimer's disease biomarkers who were taking anticholinergic drugs were four times, that's 400% more likely to develop MCI. MCI is a I don't know MCI.
Yeah, they think they have. I have that. The definition is written there. Okay.
To develop the negative mental condition.
Yes, that's right.
Persons lacking those biomarkers.
That's 400%.
And who were not taking the drugs. Similarly, persons at genetic.
Oh, MCI is mild cognitive impairment. Yes.
Okay. Okay, so they developed, those who took the drugs had 400% more.
Can you believe?
Mild cognitive impairment.
Can you believe?
Okay. Similarly, the doctor goes on to say, persons at genetic risk for Alzheimer's disease who took anticholinergic drugs were 2.5 times more likely to develop mild cognitive impairment than those without the genetic risk factors.
250.
And who were not taking the drugs. We believe, said the doctor, this interaction between anticholinergic drugs and Alzheimer's disease risk biomarkers acts as in a double hit manner, said Dr. Wigand, the study's first author. In the first hit, Alzheimer's biomarkers indicate that pathology has started to accumulate in and degenerate a small region called the basal forebrain that produces the chemical acetylcholine, which promotes thinking and memory.
Burn up and destroy the air, and you don't think. You don't think.
If you don't make choline anymore,
good
your
grief.
Brain goes
And for all
bonkers.
Different conditions, many different conditions.
In the second hit, the doctor says, anticholinergic drugs further deplete the brain's store of acetylcholine, and this combined effect significantly impacts a person's thinking ability and memory.
Right, and you know
and
it, what it's
and
what
that's
you,
and that's the beginning of major brain dysfunction. Okay,
you know that's really amazing because here's a super top doctor with all kinds of he's also an MD and professor of psychiatry, UCLA, Gary Small, MD, and he wrote of the book called The Small Guide to Alzheimer's Disease.
Mm-hmm.
And much of the book that he wrote, this is a big-time MD psychiatrist who wrote about anticholinergic drugs and Alzheimer's. And he, this is his words, quoting, beware of anticholinergic drugs. This is very important. And I'm quoting the top doctor and psychiatrist. Many people are not aware of the fact that over-the-counter medicines for allergies, such as Benadryl or sleep, such as Somanex, okay, are anticholinergic. They counter the effects of acetylcholine, a neurotransmitter or brain messengers, essentially important for normal memory function. Just what the other one said, but here's a top psychiatrist, doctor. Medicines with even mild, this is, says the doctor, medicines with even mild anticholinergic effects impair memory function in middle age and older adults with minimal age-related cognitive complaints. A recent study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association called Internal Medicine. This is a top doctor's journal.
Yeah.
Showed that exposure to several kinds of these strong anticholinergic drugs are associated with a far greater risk for developing dementia. Can you believe this? I'm turning the page in the study. In the study, Dr. Carol Copeland and her colleagues studied hundreds. You have to hear this, please. Dr. Carol Copeland and her colleagues studied hundreds of thousands of people in the United Kingdom and found that exposure to anticholinergic antidepressants and anti-Parkinson's drugs, antipsychotics, bladder drugs, anti-muscarinic drugs, and anti-epileptic drugs all increased dementia risk for older people who used the minimum effective daily dose of a single anticholinergic medication. The investigated team found 50% increased risk for developing dementia.
Oh,
are we kidding?
God.
Just a small amount.
Oh, my God.
And the list here, we don't have enough time on the show. We'd have to do the show all day. They have here list of medicines, and they Flexeril, Periactin, Nopramine, Thorazine, Actifed, Atropine, Pamelor, Zylexa, Citral, Paxil, Compassine, all the different names, okay? Of all the different drugs, on and on, Xanax, Simitra.
Start at the top of the list and go through it.
Well, it would
one.
Take the rest of the day, but okay. Okay, they have two, the fancy name, and then they have in parentheses
the way
it's known. Elavil, Atropine, Cogentin, Actifed, Thorazine, Anafranil, Chlorazil, Flexeril, Periactin, Norpramin, Bentil, Advil PM, Benadryl, Nitol, Somanex, Atipin, Cinequin, Atarax, Vistaril, Anapez, Norflex, Tofranil, go on, this is just start, Antivert, Bonine, Pamelor, Zyprexa, Jitrapans, Oxytrol, Brisdail, Paxil, Trilofan, Comprazine, Finergen, Vivactil, okay? Then it has Aprodine, Transderm Scoop, Melorol, Detrol, Celazine, okay.
And
on
the
and
government
on and on
says,
and, on and,
and
on.
The government's all the
and
health.
Xanax and everything else. People, they often think of these things, Zantac, Navine, Xanaflex, and they promote this on television all the time.
And the big mystery among all the doctors of the government sponsored organizations, all the government bureaucratic health organizations say, we don't know why so many people are having Alzheimer's disease. We don't know why so many people are having dementia. Why? Wonder why? Has to do with too much sun. So let's spray the air with
poison.
With poisons.
More poison.
Metal toxins which reflect the sunlight back into the space because we want to protect the people. That's our job as a government bureaucrat. We have to protect everybody from themselves. They don't really know what's going on. So we have to protect them from themselves. And we'll protect them by cutting out the sunlight. The sunlight's been around for how many billions of years? Uh-huh. How long have these drugs been on the market? Uh-huh. And is the FDA run and controlled by the drug industry? Uh-huh. I wonder why. Is there a connection there? No, not really.
It's you know, one of the main nutrients, unreal. One of the main nutrients that's been used by European doctors, obviously not who are not run by drug companies like we are in this country. One of the main things, and well-known, loads of documentation, that and the acetyl form of L-carnitine, which passes the blood-brain barrier. It's a nutrient that regenerates the brain. Acetyl L-carnitine is proven to help the heart. That's why they use it there. That's why they use it there in Europe. Acetyl L-carnitine.
And the brain loves it.
The brain
sucks it up like...
And the heart loves it, too.
Absolutely.
And this is very important because people aren't told this. They're given these horrific drugs like we just read that list.
Yeah.
If they have neurological problems or nerve problems, which are often caused by the other medications.
So what you do is dumb down the brain so that it doesn't feel those symptoms.
Unbelievable. Which caused dementia and Alzheimer's.
Right.
But
right.
Here's another important report. That came out just came out. Acetyl L-carnitine heals injured nerves. Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, reporting this right. in the news here, okay, from Newsmax. And then he's reporting, I'm quoting the report, quoting what he said about it. Nerve pain is a common and serious problem. Studies have shown that the natural compound acetyl-L-carnitine stimulates healing of injured nerves and reduces nerve pain significantly. One way it does this, says the doctor in the report, is by triggering the production and release of neurotrophins that promote nerve repair and healing. And then I want you to comment on this because it says here, top medical doctors make a surprising discovery. Acetyl-L-carnitine activates a special type of glutamate receptors, MGLUR2, we'll just say the glutamate receptor, that dampens pain signals. Interesting, when stimulated, this same glutamate receptor is a powerful natural antidepressant. Listen,
yep.
Other studies have shown that acetyl-L-carnitine also stimulates the growth of brain cells.
Yes, isn't that a miracle?
Which benefit people suffering from stroke, types of brain injury, and many other conditions. Nerve problems often occur with diabetes, and studies found that acetyl-L-carnitine corrects diabetic nerve damage. Are we hearing this? And Dr. Russell Blaylock is a nationally recognized board-certified neurosurgeon, a health doctor, and practitioner. And all European doctors use it for all those particular benefits.
And we talked earlier about pyrrolidine, quinolone, quinone. We talked earlier about alpha-lipoic acid. What we didn't mention in that previous conversation was acetyl-L-carnitine. You've heard me mention several times in the past that the brain has a blood-brain barrier. That barrier is like, in my fairy tale imagination, is the castle on the brain is the castle on the hill. Around the wall of the castle, which is a barrier to all the things that the castle doesn't want into the area, is a moat, maybe 25 feet wide, and it's a very deep water trench, okay? But there's also a drawbridge, which is let down from the castle wall down to the solid ground across the moat. And the brain, in my imagination, says, I want acetyl-L-carnitine. So when acetyl-L-carnitine presents itself, the drawbridge drops down, the acetyl-L-carnitine comes in, the R-alpha-lipoic acid comes in, the pyrrolidine, quinolone, quinone comes in, the superpure omega-3 fish oils come in. But then the drawbridge goes back up to protect the brain from excessive sugars and excessive drugs and all the other kind of toxins. But those nutrients, the acetyl-L-carnitine is a prime one. The acetyl-L-carnitine recreates new invisible mitochondria in every invisible brain cell. Okay? And I mentioned before that there are about 10,000 invisible mitochondria, they say, in every invisible brain cell. Well, acetyl-L-carnitine is one of the primary ingredients which creates new mitochondria in every invisible cell.
Right.
What does that mean? Well, if you're 50 years old, your mitochondria are not youthful. If you're 75 or 80 years old, they're even less youthful. If you're 12 years old, they're mighty youthful. And the mitochondria gives the young brain unlimited mental capacity and inquisitiveness and development.
Right.
When you're 75, 85 years of age, you don't have those same vital mitochondria.
Right.
But acetyl-L-carnitine
yes.
will restore whatever is available to be restored and creating new energetic mitochondria
right.
in every invisible cell, which
right.
gives you what? A brain that works.
Right. And they go on. It's unbelievable. You go on to say here, they're talking here about what they say are four renowned medical doctors. And these highly regarded MDs recently set aside any philosophical differences to solve a common problem plaguing so many of their patients who had reached midlife or beyond. We've talked about this so many times. It's good that these top doctors are saying this. and another big-time cardiologist going along. Your heart never takes a day off, they say. To function well over an entire lifetime, renowned cardiologist Dr. Chauncey Crandall says your heart demands adequate vitamins and minerals, such as high-dose vitamin D3, natural vitamin E, vitamin C, B vitamins, calcium, and magnesium. They say a sufficient amount of the mineral magnesium is critical for normal heartbeat, blood pressure, and never forget the cardioactive form of coenzyme Q10. So neurosurgeon and national health advocate Dr. Russell Blaylock knows your brain has very high requirements for energy. That's why it needs a constant supply of these nutrients to meet its needs. Researchers have documented the importance of this vitamin E, the B vitamins, vitamin C, zinc, magnesium, and many other nutrients for healthy memory, cognition, and mood. And Harvard scientists reviewed 35 years worth of vitamin research. And listen to this. Reviewed 35 years worth of vitamin research. Harvard scientists published their findings in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
That's hallelujah,
the
top medical hallelujah. Journal.
Researchers concluded that the majority of adults in all adult age groups do not consume an optimal amount of vitamins by diet alone. So they made a recommendation, and this is the quote in there with highlighted. Harvard researchers, quote, every adult should take a high-potency natural multivitamin daily as a safe and natural way to optimize health. They should be full spectrum. The Harvard School of Public Health gave seminal consult, quote, a daily full-performing multivitamin is nutrition insurance policy. Take it every single day. We've made that point and had the top researchers put together that type of vitamin.
We did indeed. We mentioned it several times in the past. It's called the Healthy One. Okay? One gives you, of the Healthy One formula, gives you the high potency, all natural source, vegetable source of nutrients. Consider, there's so much confusion about nutrition and vitamins. People say, oh, I'm taking a multivitamin. Well, your multivitamin could be the drugstore variety. Your multivitamin could be the net variety, where you're going to get, they say, they promise you're going to get everything you need in a multiple vitamin. Well, it ain't necessarily so, folks, because multiple simply means more than one. Are you getting 6 vitamins in the formula? Are you getting 12? Are you getting 24 or 36? It depends on what number you're getting and how high the potency of each of those vitamins is. The recommended daily allowance of vitamins used to be called the minimum daily requirement. Well, the minimum is the minimum. Do you give any moment of your life the minimum amount of attention, the minimum amount of energy, the minimum amount of dedication to the task at hand? Do you get by with the minimum, or do you really optimize your performance? Do you give it an optimal level of dedication and concentration of whatever you're doing, or do you give the maximal? Well, when you're getting the minimum, you're not getting the maximum. So most nutrients give you the recommended daily allowance, which is really a renaming of the old minimum daily requirement, which is just enough to keep you standing right. And breathing, not necessarily an active, volatile human being.
Yes, and in that Healthy One, which is gives you, it's such a broad spectrum of so many nutrients and high potency and organic green foods and adaptogens that help the body adapt to stress and all the different challenges of life.
And that gives you the optimum to maximal potencies of each nutrient, which your body can use or not use at its beck and whim, whatever the needs are. Okay? For instance, if you want to say something?
You know, I wanted, they've got a big dramatic thing that's happening about cardio Q10 that's come into the news.
Okay.
Give me a minute with that in a second.
And the cardio Q10 potencies go right along with the vitamin B complex
that's
potencies
right.
or
right.
the vitamin C potencies. Right. If it's the minimum, it's the minimum.
That's right.
If it's an optimal, it's optimal. If it's the really full potency, then you have a, and with regarding Cardio Q10, then you have a heart, then you have a brain, then you have really volatile biological creation going on.
Well, here's an enormous medical study that they report here right now, and they're talking about right here, that all about migraines, and there's this huge study that was just done. In this migraine study, which involved more than 7,400 children, teens, and young adults, all different ages, 16% to 51% of participants had below average levels of vitamins, depending on the vitamins tested. Those suffering from chronic migraines were overall most likely to have cardio Q10 and B vitamin deficiency compared to those with episodic migraines. The other medical research using vitamin D3 supplementation demonstrated a reduction in C-reactive protein and a statistically significant reduction in headache frequency. Another study by Finnish researchers found that men with the lowest vitamin D3 levels were 200% more likely to suffer frequent headaches than those with the highest levels. Overall, the lower the men's blood level of D3, more frequent the headaches. But the researchers found that vitamin D3 has anti-inflammatory properties that prevent swelling in the sensory neurons and the microbial cells in the brain, and it is essential for proper brain function. In the study information, they also note all previous studies show vitamin D3 prevents musculoskeletal pain, a major cause of tension headaches, and astoundingly, the research was presented at the 50th annual meeting of the American Headache Society Medical.
Okay, let me.
42% with chronic migraine were deficient in vitamin D3, and the study showed that the longer you suffered from chronic migraines, the more likely you are to be D3 deficient.
But let's get back to the cardio Q10.
Yes,
strengthens the heart. That's what strengthens the brain. Please listen for a second.
Okay, here, I wanted you to read it. I didn't get to it yet, and here it is, okay? Okay, about
cardio Q10. Again, the form of cardio Q10 is unique at Alive and Well. There's not much like it on the market. But what it does is strengthen the mitochondria of the heart. It presents a stronger heart muscle. A stronger heart muscle pumps with greater regularity and force and effectiveness than a non-strengthened heart.
The studies.
Migraines are a mitochondrial problem. The fact nutritional deficiencies worsen migraine and supplementation can ease it lends additional support to the knowledge that migraines are a mitochondrial disorder. Ubiquinol, the cardio coenzyme Q10, the reduced form of cardio coenzyme Q10, plays a vital role in adenosine triphosphate energy production, which is the basic fuel for your mitochondria, for your brain, for your heart. One medical study published in the journal Neurology found that cardio coenzyme Q10 was excellent in preventing migraines and reducing severity. The reason being that the cardio Q10 strengthens the heart muscle. You have the same heart you had when you were 12 years old, but it's a weaker heart than it was when you were 12 or 18 or 25. At 70, 60, 70, 80 years of age, your heart is not the same strong muscle that it was before. The cardio coenzyme Q10, say all holistic physicians, strengthens the mitochondria of your heart, making it a real muscle again, picking up the oxygen and delivering it to the far recesses of your brain and your little toe throughout your entire anatomy, improving metabolic function of every cell in your body.
Isn't that another amazing action of cardio Q10, besides getting your blood flowing, your heart beating, your heart
all
pumping, regulating heartbeat, all the different things, but also that it can have all positives, no negatives, like these horrific drugs that people are so innocently taking, and thinking it's benign and safe.
And it delivers the acetyl-L-carnitine and the R-alpha lipoic acid to your brain, which rejuvenates your brain.
Right.
A strong heart rejuvenates the brain,
that's
as
right.
well as your little toe,
and
as your liver,
yeah,
as every other organ in your body.
And gets the circulation going. And right, dear? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish. Okay. Anyway, We love to share this information with you at Alive and Well. And remember, at Alive and Well, all the different services we have at the, you just call the 877-4950. We will have all of your wonderful foods ready for you. You can have, we can have parties that you can have it all booked there, whatever you like, or any services you want, things mailed or shipped or anything like that. And you can also set up a time with Dennis or Mona. We're not doctors, don't pretend to be. Just share information, no charge. We can sit down one-on-one with Dennis or with Mona, 877-4950. And then...
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks, one more time, that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.